Good day. Welcome to the Contracts for Biz podcast channel. Today we'll be unpacking
Notice to attend a disciplinary hearing works. I have with me Helena Huet to walk us through this. Helena, why must an employer use a notice to attend a disciplinary hearing?
It is very important that employers understand when and how to use a notice to attend a disciplinary hearing in the workplace. The employer will stipulate all the allegations of misconduct against the employee on the notice. This will be the charge sheet. This will guide the employee as to what he must defend at the disciplinary hearing.
What must be indicated on the notice?
Arinda, I will use a practical example to explain it. The employee working at the hair salon stole the employer's hairdressing scissors. The employee was caught red-handed by the employer on Wednesday, the 2nd of May 2018 at 3:15. On the notice, the employer must state that the employee was caught stealing the hairdressing scissors belonging to the employer on the 2nd of May 2018 at approximately 3:15. The employee had no permission to take the employer's hairdressing scissors. Furthermore, the date, time and venue whereby the disciplinary hearing will be conducted must also be clearly indicated on the notice.
Helena, is it not sufficient to say that the employee is charged with committing theft?
No, Arinda. The charges may not be vague. It must be clearly specified what misconduct the employee is charged with. If the employee is suspected of committing more than one misconduct, then all those allegations must be formulated as charges on the notice. There should be no guessing as to what the charges are. If it is vague, the employee will not be able to defend himself at the disciplinary hearing.
What must be explained to the employee when being handed the notice?
The employer must call the employee to her office. She must explain that the employee will be taken to disciplinary hearing within 48 hours of the date of the notice.
How will 48 hours in this sense be calculated?
48 hours must be seen as 2 working days of the date of the notice.
What must further be explained to the employee?
It must furthermore be explained to the employee that he's been charged with committing theft. The employee must be informed that he can be represented at the disciplinary hearing by a fellow employee or the shop steward, should he belong to a trade union.
Helena, is legal representation allowed?
Legal representation, as a rule, is not allowed, but the chairperson may allow it.
What further rights does the employee have?
He must be informed that he can bring his own witnesses to the disciplinary hearing. The employer will have the right to cross-examine the employee's witnesses and his witnesses. The employee will furthermore have the right to cross-examine the employer and her witnesses. It must also be explained to him that he must inform the employer timely should he need an interpreter at the disciplinary hearing for interpretation purposes.
What must be handed to the employee?
The employee must be handed a copy of the notice to attend a disciplinary hearing. Both parties must sign it. The original must be placed on the staff file.
What happens when the employee refuses to sign the notice?
The employer and a witness may sign that the employee did receive the notice but refused to sign for it.
Thank you for joining us today. For any further information about this legal document or product that we discussed today, please go to contractsforbiz.co.za, or if you need the services of an attorney, go to skumanlaw.co.za. We'll gladly assist.